We haven't decided if C-Mac's texted picks count.
We have decided.
So he's either 6-8 or he's 8-6. We'll make that determination at a later date. C-Mac, take it away.
Oh, I get to go first. How about this? All right, so we'll go with the Rams and Giants, obviously. I liked it better a couple of days ago when it was 9.5.
Whiny biatch.
I am. I liked it better at 9.5. But listen, I'm still going to take the Giants at 7.5 as long as Jones is in this game. They're going to keep this game close. They always do. They're, you know, one of the better teams at covering the points. I just have a feeling they're going to be able to keep this thing close. The offense has been clicking. Even without Barkley, they'll do enough to stay in this game. The defense has to step up at some point and put together a decent performance. I know it's against a good offensive team, but I just have a feeling the Giants are going to score enough to keep it somewhat close. Giants plus 7.5.
And beg James Bradbury for
and
a
I
win.
I beg Bradbury for a win. So you know he's going to come through. There's just no way. How could he disappoint me? Nobody disappoints me.
Before you leave, could you please do me a favor? Bring us a win on Sunday.
All right. I didn't sound anything like that. Cowboys at the Pats. I think the Cowboys are just flat out on a mission. I think they're one of the better offensive teams. Dak in this offense is just tremendous. The Pats gave up 300 yards and 3 touchdowns to Davis Mills last week. I think Dak is going to have a monster game. I shouldn't say that. I'm getting some disappointing
looks.
But that doesn't matter. Cowboys minus 3.5. I think they're going to win this game easy.
And thank you.
My third game, Cincinnati has played nothing but close games. They had one blowout win against Pitt. But it doesn't matter. The Packers, it's a 3-point game. The Jags, it's a 3-point game. Cincinnati plays these tight games. And I think Detroit, coming off that heartbreaking performance, off their coach's performance of crying after the game, I have a feeling Detroit's going to step up and play a good game against Cincinnati. So give me Detroit plus 3.5.
I'll pass.
The Cowboys minus 3.5.
Oh, my God!
And the Giants plus 7.5. McMonagle's 3 picks. First place picks.
Wow, we haven't determined. Either Big Mac's in first place or Loogie's in first place at an even 7-7.
Go ahead, Loogie.
I'm raising my hand. Just wanted that on the record. The Rams, I'm taking them minus 7.5 against the Giants. This feels like a smash spot for the Rams.
They stink!
They do stink. The Rams, not the Giants stink. All right. I'm also taking the Bears. I have them at plus 6 at home against the Packers. Divisional rivals, you're getting 6 at home. Bears have been better as of late. They've won 2 in a row. Justin Fields seems to have righted the ship here in his rookie season.
True story?
Yes, it is a true story. So I'm going with the Bears. And I just found out 2 seconds ago that we need a third game, so just hang with me. I'm going to scroll through
here. Oh, come
here.
On.
I'm going to take... Well, we didn't have a pre-show meeting about this.
So nicely produced.
Yeah, exactly.
We do 3 picks every single week.
Well, the Jets are off, so
Jets
I figured you never know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know this comes as a surprise, but we didn't have this organized. But okay, so I'm going to take the Raiders. How about that? They're getting 4.5 against the Broncos. Broncos, to me, are a paper tiger. The Raiders, off this whole Gruden thing, I think they rally around the new coach. Divisional game, emotional effort out there. I'm going to take the Raiders, getting the 4.5 in Denver. The Bears at home, they're getting 6, and I'm going to lay the 7.5 with the Rams. Those are my 3 picks for this week. Evan, you're staring at me. Take it away.
No, pathetic!
To prove Craig's point, the one game that's a lock to be right is the one you didn't even think about. You're like, the Raiders, plus 4.5. last week I was 1-2, and it sucked even worse than that because the one game I got right I didn't want to be right about, and that was Atlanta laying 2.5 against the Jets. But
now
I was wrong.
You could say is a tool.
I was wrong about the Giants, and I was wrong about the Chiefs. The Giant-Ram game is tough because the reasons I'd give would all lead to the Rams laying the 7.5, but Craig annoys me so much.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Like, I love you, but the constant, they have no chance. They can't win. Joe Judge is a moron. So, loser! I have a choice. I can give what I think is going to happen, or I can say what I want to have happen. And what I want is Craig to have to come in on Monday at 2 o'clock and say, I can't believe the Giants won. And look, I guess I can rationalize the way Big Mac did, the homer that he is. They'll keep it close. You know, Daniel Jones outside of the first half against Dallas has played well.
Blah, 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 blah.
Aaron Donald has not beasted out the way he has in the past. Leonard Williams is due to, like, accidentally get a sack. James Bradbury's going to answer C-Mac's prayers.
Oh!
So, whatever. I mean, the Giants, they're getting
If I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Game number 2, I'm taking the Chiefs again. Number 1, I found this unbelievable. Besides the fact the Chiefs' defense sucks, they have committed 11 straight turnovers since they've gotten a takeaway. That's not going to last. As simple as that. Like, Patrick Mahomes is not turning the ball over a bunch of times. They're not going to put the ball on the ground. They're not going to continue this trend of just turning the ball over at a stupid pace.
Excuse me.
They're better than this. So give me the Chiefs laying 6.5 in Washington against the football team. And in game number 3, I love the Browns laying 3.5. If there's one knock on the Cardinals this year, it's their ability to stop the run.
Whoa!
And now they're going up against the Beast from Cleveland. Kyler Murray's a little banged up. Baker Mayfield somehow taking heat for struggling.
Yeah, boy!
And I'll break you some news. The Cardinals aren't going undefeated. So give me the Browns laying 3.5 at home against the Arizona Cardinals. The Giants plus 7.5. The Chiefs laying 6.5 in Washington. And the Browns laying 3.5 against Arizona. Our picks.
This is fun.
For week 6 in the National Football League.